The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Welcome to Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette. President Obama has announced plans to make some reforms in the government's out-of-control surveillance programs. And while it's, of course, more politics than substance, and while no one should imagine the government is suddenly going to wake up and treat the Fourth Amendment with respect, these are reforms that would not have even been mentioned but for the revelations made to us by whistleblower Edward Snowden. We'll talk with Ron Paul about that, and about his important conversation with the journalist who broke the Snowden disclosure story, Glenn Greenwald. Glenn Greenwald says the biggest stories from Snowden are yet to come. Ron Paul, right after this.
Laura Ingraham is the number one woman in talk radio, and now podcasts, too.
Two kinds of middle-class Americans are struggling today. People who can't find any work, and full-timers who can't seem to get ahead. Bad economies are bad for the family.
Laura Ingraham.
So they're going to limit our gun purchases. And what are we going to give the little boys to play with? Well, dresses.
Get your daily dose of Laura Extra at PodcastOne.com.
Dr. Paul, congratulations on the launch of your new TV project, the Ron Paul Channel, ronpaulchannel.com. Looked great.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you noticed.
You launched the show, your first show, with a blockbuster interview with Glenn Greenwald, the journalist who broke the Edward Snowden stories. And one of the tidbits that he dropped in your conversation was that the biggest stories are yet to come.
Yes, and that's certainly interesting because we have to speculate exactly what they'll be. Because I think what he's done already has been pretty big. And certainly what he has done has had a lot of benefits. Certainly the information we've gotten from Edward Snowden is beneficial because politicians don't respond very well unless they think there's some sentiment out there. The status quo, the prevailing attitude, what the people are thinking, in spite of the frustration that people feel, it does have an effect. It might not be the ultimate solution, but it will be, and they have to pay attention. So the fact that they're pretending maybe to back off on that, it shouldn't reassure us, but it shows us that what we're doing and what, you know, Glenn Greenwald has been doing is certainly a benefit. But no, it was really pretty neat to be on the side of asking more questions than answering questions with Glenn Greenwald as the guest. But he did indicate, you know, that there are a lot more things to come. But I'd also ask him, you know, specifically about how does he feel? He lives in Rio de Janeiro, and I asked him about coming back. You know, he is a citizen, and he has to have concern. But it wasn't his thing to stir that up because he says, I'm going to take my government's word for it that they're not going to prosecute people who are in the media reporting issues like this. But so many in this country now are worried about that. I mean, we know why Edward Snowden is not in this country, because he doesn't think he's going to get a fair trial. But whether or not he'd be lucky, and even Glenn Greenwald could be not as lucky as was Daniel Ellsberg. Daniel Ellsberg was, tried and actually convicted, but got off on a technicality and lived a happy life after that, you know, by his release of the Pentagon Papers. So I think that from that interview, I sensed that he did have concern, but he wasn't ready to give up on his government, which none of us are. I mean, we don't want to give up on him, but we would sure like to prod them. And we'd like to, of course, get people to think about patriotism a little bit differently than blind obedience to everything the government does and says and responds to what they do, rather than being willing to challenge our government if we believe they're wrong. And that's what I think Bradley Manning and Ed Snowden has been doing. And with people like Glenn Greenwald and others, I hope we can contribute something there, too, to wake up as many Americans as possible.
Well, one of the things that's been most disappointing to somebody having a background in journalism is the way that the lapdog press has jumped on Edward Snowden, and they've tried to vilify Glenn Greenwald. I mean, these are very prominent people, David Gregory of NBC News, people like Bob Schieffer. Their treatment of somebody performing an act of journalism and making disclosures that the American people obviously are hungry to learn about, their treatment of these people has been nothing short of shocking.
Well, you know, I think this is one of the reasons why the people are looking for alternative sources for information. And one of the reasons, of course, we're working on the internet with Ron Paul channel. And this means that the people don't think they're getting the straight scoop. We do know that so much of our foreign policy is connected to the military-industrial complex. They're more interested in selling weapons than providing a real national security for all of us. And also, we know there's a lot of big bucks, like over $80 billion in the spy operation. So everybody's involved in that and making more money, of course, doing harm to us. So I think in the media, that is the case, too. Some of these major stations, they're consultants. If they're consultants about the military or our foreign policy, you know, they've been in the Pentagon, but now they're with some manufacturing firm. I mean, you never hear the disclosures there. But I think a lot of people, at least the people I talk and the young people, are skeptical of all this. And they sense that that's not where they're getting the truth. And hopefully we can continue to contribute to getting the truth out about what's happening in our government.
Well, there is a logical chain here that I derive from President Obama's press conference about government surveillance and saying that, yes, you know, we're going to perform some cosmetic act of taking a closer look at it. This is effectively, in my view, nothing less than a tacit admission that Edward Snowden has done the American people a great service. But for his revelations, this closer look at government surveillance that Obama says is necessary would never have happened.
That is true. And what did the president say? I don't believe he's a patriot. You know, how does he have this ability to make this judgment? What does he know really about this individual? But he wasn't going to give him any leeway. And this is why I think the Americans who are involved and they're overseas, and there will be more in time to come, of whether or not they're going to get a fair shake. You know, they said, well, you know, Ed Snowden would get a fair trial. He should come and talk to those important people in the Congress. Well, there's no way you can fully trust these people in the Congress who do nothing but promote this stuff and defend it to the hilt and don't care about the Constitution, particularly the Fourth Amendment, that he's going to go to them and say, oh, yeah, they'd invite him into their office and they'd listen to him. And then they would definitely ignore them, or then try to prosecute them. They'd turn the evidence over to the FBI or somebody. So there's every reason to be very skeptical of a fair shake, which is really rather sad because that is what we have been known to have. I remember being in the military in the 60s. I'd be overseas and learn a little bit about other cultures and problems and stories about, boy, over here, you don't want to get caught in a car accident. You know, you can't tell what would happen to you if you happen to be a foreigner or American. And I would always think, well, when I got home, you know, it was great to be back in the safety of our system because we'll have a much better chance at justice if there's a problem. But I don't think that's the way people are feeling today, because it looks like more people are wanting to leave this country now than ever before. And that to me is also sad.
Dr. Paul, we're constantly told that these government surveillance programs are under complete congressional scrutiny, you know, as though that somehow renders the Fourth Amendment unnecessary if somebody in Congress is overlooking an illegal or unconstitutional program. But the House Intelligence Chairman, Mike Rogers, went on the offensive after Edward Snowden, and he said when Snowden reported that as a contract analyst, he could access our email, browsing histories, our phone calls, Rogers went on the offensive and he said, Snowden is lying. And since then, we've learned about X key score. We've learned about the ability of a contract analyst. Not only have we learned about it, we've seen now from Glenn Greenwald the actual training slides for XKeyscore and the way that they can access our browsing histories, chats online, email, and more. The net of all of this is that, of course, congressional oversight is no substitute for the Constitution and the Fourth Amendment. But it sounds like this excuse of intelligence chairman and so on, members of the committee have overseen this and approved it, should have worn very, very thin by this point.
Well, it reminds me of the saying that we're all equal, except some are more equal than others, like in Animal Farm. These guys, politicians, and the bureaucrats and FBI agents and NSA agents, they come to Congress and they lie outright. But How many times have we ever heard them being punished? Almost never. I don't think they ever get punished. But all you'd have to do is have one citizen even inkle a lie to the government, and you're thrown in jail for a long time. So I think it should be equal. If you're going to lie, it's wrong. But why is it that we give them a pass? The politicians get up there and they lie through their teeth, as well as the other individuals have gone before Congress. Then they're proven to be lies, but they don't apologize or backtrack. They believe that they are special and that is necessary for the state to lie because they're taking care of the people and the people aren't smart enough to know any better. So they have this obligation to lie in order to take care of everybody. And that's a mentality that certainly ought to change.
Well, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper's representations were untruthful. They were dishonest and more harmful to the nation than anything that Martha Stewart ever said, and she went to prison for it. Dr. Paul, it's been another great conversation and podcast. We thank you and look forward to the next one. Ron Paul, the Weekly Podcast. I'm Charles Goyette.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.